I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back in 1985, a young Korean immigrant named Youngman Kim opened a video rental store in the East Village of New York City called Kim's Videos. It soon became famous for its wide and wild selection of films. It was a movie lover's treasure trove, hard to find films of all kinds, both foreign and domestic, and cult movie posters at every turn. But as VHS rentals gave way to DVDs and mail order movie services, Kim's Videos hit hard times. Mr. Kim, you tried for a while to actually give away your collection of 55,000 videos when you decided to close. What actually happened? Was there much interest?
Yeah, we had a lot of responses. My 55,000 film collection, this collection from beginning when I offered to the public, this is strictly free donation as far as they satisfy three conditions. The number one, make it available to the public. And the number two, I need 3,000 square feet to accommodate my collections very respectfully. And thirdly, people who should maintain and update video collection.
And there was one proposal that came to you from the island of Sicily on the western side of the island. What impressed you about that one?
The response to my request was very sincere and very fast. I got an email from Italy, Sicily. Her name was Franca, and it was really turning point for the my entire Kim's collection. Their proposal was very detailed, very respectful, and Kim's collection go there that I felt very, very, very proud of.
Well, Mr. Kim, stay on the line with us because we have joining us Franca Paoli, the
great
Italian graphic designer who is going to inherit your collection of videos, 55,000 videos. Franca, ciao. Nice to speak with you. How are you?
Ciao, Marco. I'm fine.
Now, you're the founder of a small arts organization called Clio, dedicated to promoting, quote, arts culture as an everyday thing. How is that kind of marching order going to mesh with your acquisition of these 55,000 videos? How are you going to use those videos?
So I think I'm very, very lucky to found this opportunity. We did our best to be able to acquire this treasure. What was really, really interesting to me is that we found this problem in New York, my favorite city in the world, but in a way, spaces in New York are a real problem to find. And on the other side of the ocean, we found this small town, which is really the opposite of New York. But somehow it matched perfectly.
And Franca, without any further ado, where is the collection actually going to be housed? What's the name of the town?
Okay. The collection will be in Salemi in Sicily.
Salemi in Sicily, which for all those waiting with bated breath for the answer, is the answer to our GeoQuiz today.
So the collection will be housed in a beautiful 17th century building, which is the former Jesuit college. The former library will be the official home of the collection.
So how are you going to actually put these old classic films to use in Salemi, Franca?
The first project will be what we call the Never-Ending Festival, which will be a non-stop projection of the films in the collection according to themes or directors of genre or countries, and it'll be one after the other, non-stop.
And how big is the film going public in little Salemi, Sicily? Are they very enthusiastic about movies there?
Yes, it's been amazing, the reaction of people, and I'm sure that people, American people who will be visiting Salemi, will be really happy about that.
And Mr. Kim, are you planning a visit to Salemi?
Absolutely. I love to, yes.
And for those members of Kim's Videos who actually make the trip to Salemi, if they don't get the videos back in time, you're going to waive their late fees?
No late fees. We'll do our best to make this continue.
Well, Franca Paoli with the arts organization in Italy called Clio, and Youngman Kim of the sadly defunct East Village video store Kim's Videos, congratulations on the new partnership. Appreciate your time.
Grazie.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you, Marco.